cells in a city where they don't seem to be able to... Well, they're not. Their heads are not into actually making this thing work, I'm convinced. There seems to be an attitude, I don't know. The plan is not good when it comes to the Tremblay administration, I don't think. I have said this time and time again, build it and we will come. That if you build a modern, you know, the Bombardier ads you see on TV where they hand the camera to somebody to take a picture of the train. Because it's so cool. Everywhere but here. And we stick with the old. And the old we don't own. And they keep trying to patch this thing up. And as it limps on, they add new trains, particularly to the West Island. And this is just one small example of how it's, well, it's actually a big example of how wrong it is. To add a train at 5:30 in the morning. And after 9 in the morning... Nobody wants that. Nobody can. Who's coming downtown at 5 o'clock in the morning, basically, so they can be downtown at 6? And yet that's the extra train service we're talking about, or after 9 o'clock when you'd be late for work? So I don't want to say this. I want to get some professional opinion on this, too, or at least some people who are watching this, too. Avram Stern is a member of the Green Coalition. And, Avram, thank you for joining me, by the way.
You're welcome.
You make an awful lot of sense, and do you agree with what I've said so far?
To a certain degree. I believe that the regular conventional commuter train system is a viable one, except that the management is wrong-headed, and the AMT hasn't taken responsibility for their actions, and if they won't, I suggest they should move out of the way, and I agree with you that there should be a wholesale reform.
Well, that's what I came into this thing saying. It's time to give them, I'll be generous, give them a year's notice, say thank you, your head's not in the right place. We have to move forward, but we also don't own the rails we roll on in a lot of cases here, and it's never going to get better unless we do. So we need to build new, don't we?
To a certain degree, but not necessarily. Let's take, for example, the Two Mountains Line. Two Mountains Line is not owned by the AMT, though there are negotiations at the moment between the AMT and the railways for taking over certain lines, including the Two Mountains Line. But the Two Mountains Line has mainly passenger on it. There's only one single freight train per day, and it doesn't go during rush hours. I don't understand why the AMT can't add more trains on that line. It just doesn't make sense to me. I think they've been very effective in shifting the blame, finding excuses, etc. But their operations aren't stellar.
Right. Now I'm gonna lean on you to try, and I want your vision of how we could fix a lot of this. And I want you to think about that while I update the traffic situation, especially those not using public transit but rolling in their cars. And let's do that. Avram Stern, of course, member of the Green Coalition, about trains today, that extra trains that launched this week that nobody really wants. Avram Stern, a member of the Green Coalition on the trains, is who we're speaking with. And Avram, again, thanks for joining me here.
You're welcome.
I'm a guy who wants to use the train,
yeah.
And I've been driven away from it the past few years. Had to go out, I felt, and buy a car because of it, and come in because I come off of the island into town. And like an awful lot of people who I'm sure are in the same situation, we've got these new trains and the frustration that they're in times where no one really wants, but they've plunged ahead with this anyway. What's wrong, first of all, with what Mr. Tremblay has planned?
I think they don't understand everything that's west of St. Lawrence. They just don't understand it.
Or care, apparently.
Or care. Number two, they seem to be very bureaucratic with lots of red tape. They've hired these Gestapo-like guards who chase you off the platform or chase you off the train just in case you forgot to pay your fare. But on the other hand, they're not very inviting. And they themselves, from Joel Gautier all the way down, don't ride the trains. They don't seem to understand the system. They don't understand the passenger. They don't understand the fact that there's a need for comfort, that you don't rip out the seats, that it shouldn't be standing only, that the trains should come at let's say every 10 minutes during rush hour, or 5 minutes even, that there should be reduced headways between trains, and that we should follow the lead of cities such as Paris, where there's an RER system, or London, where you do not have to consult a schedule to know when the next train is coming. So you miss that train, the next train will be coming in 2 to 5 minutes.
The thing that amazes me the most in all of this, too, is that we have the world's player when it comes to commuter trains.
Right
here, Bombardier are right here.
That's right.
And we don't have any bids, we don't have any plans in the books right now to have some other than the tram downtown.
It's really weird. It's really weird. And even the tram downtown, the first thing they're thinking of is a touristy tram that's going into Old Montreal. They're not even thinking of places that will be more utilitarian. And I have a collection of old schedules. And I took a look at the Rigo Town Train service of 1974-75 when CP Rail was running it.
Yeah, and
certainly
the schedule is?
The frequencies weren't much more. But you had four trains coming out of Rigo, and now there's only one. You had five trains coming out of Hudson. So the AMT can't argue that there's freight between Rigo and Vaudreuil because there isn't. It's just a passenger line. So I just don't get it, and I don't get the fact that the Two Mountains line, being practically passenger only, cannot take more trains. It just doesn't make sense to me.
Well, and it doesn't seem to be any willing to change this, as you mentioned, and I think we're stuck, and I don't know what to do. I mean, I don't. If you can't make differences, other groups can't. Transport 2000,
well,
even.
Well, yeah, absolutely. But, you know, certainly, like, we've been asking for a surface type metro along the Donnyspur line, which cuts through the West Island, parallels the Highway 40. There, two-thirds of the population on the West Island live north of the 40, so therefore there's a huge demand.
And it's
doable.
A huge
pent-up demand. There's only one little freight train going on that line per day. There's no reason why they can't upgrade the service. Right. They can do it within a matter of weeks.
It boggles the mind, doesn't it? And there seems to be a mindset not to get it done. And
absolutely.
Well,
absolutely.
I wish I had solutions. What I want to offer is solutions when we get into these things. And right now, I don't even know where to go to begin to get. Is there anywhere where people can voice their concerns about this to be heard?
We should. Like, when I go down to the agglomeration council during their monthly meetings, there are hardly any people asking questions. That's one place where you certainly can ask. Unfortunately, the AMT is a closed shop.
Yep.
There's no place to complain. If you complain at the monthly STM MTC meetings, they'll say, "Well, this is a AMT responsibility. Go and ask them. Go and write them a letter."
So here's what I'm going to try and do. You and I, we're going to communicate off air.
Right.
I'm going to try and build up some way so that on the website I can give people some way of getting a hold of the agglomeration council and getting your concerns, because I mean the unhappiness being expressed by the riders today is one thing. But in order to get this thing built so that it actually works in the future is another thing, and we'll work together and try and get something done.
Definitely.
Avram, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you very much.